This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Britain has opened its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from the United States and much of Europe as the government continues to ease coronavirus travel restrictions. Monday was the first day that travelers arriving in Britain from the United States and most parts of the European Union could do so without going into quarantine. New arrivals must still be tested for the coronavirus before boarding a flight to Britain and within 2 days of arrival. Britain is maintaining quarantine requirements for French travelers, saying the country has a concerning number of cases of the Beta variant. In some areas, the Beta variant was first detected in South Africa. Britain has one of the highest vaccination rates for its population, with nearly 90% of adults having had at least one shot. In the United States, more jurisdictions are requiring employees to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing as the country grapples with a rise of infections blamed on the Delta variant. Denver, Colorado Mayor Michael Hancock announced Monday the city will mandate all city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings to be vaccinated against the virus by the end of September. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said state health care workers, along with workers in corrections facilities or assisted living centers, must be vaccinated or face testing twice a week. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo urged businesses to turn away unvaccinated customers. He said it is in the business's best interests because many customers want to know that the customer next to them is vaccinated. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that 70% of U.S. adults have received at least one shot of a coronavirus vaccine. President Biden had originally aimed to pass that milestone by July 4th. This is VOA News. Afghan forces battled Monday to stop the first major city from falling to the Taliban as the United States and Britain accused the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town they recently captured near the Pakistan border. Taliban fighters assaulted at least three provincial capitals overnight, Lashkargah, Kandahar, and Herat, after a weekend of heavy fighting. It saw thousands of civilians flee the advancing militants. The war has intensified since early May, with the insurgents capitalizing on the final stages of the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces after almost 20 years. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed Washington for the deteriorating security, telling Parliament that the reason the country is in turmoil is that the decision to withdraw foreign forces was made abruptly. Ghani said he had warned Washington that the withdrawal would have consequences. His comments came as Washington said that in light of the increased violence, it will take in thousands more Afghan refugees, including those who worked with the United States. Washington has already started evacuating thousands of interpreters and their families who worked with the U.S. military and embassy over the past two decades. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday that Tehran will respond promptly to any threat against its security. This came after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Iran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in Thursday's attack, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday they will work with their allies to respond to the attack. And authorities in South Sudan's Unity State say at least seven people are reported dead in Mayendit County after floods submerged several homes in recent days. Officials say the floods have also displaced about 400 families. The Mayendit County Commissioner told VOA's South Sudan in Focus program that heavy rains have intensified over the past few weeks. He said at least seven people have drowned, 17 have been bitten by snakes, as well as the floods destroying infrastructure, houses, and the livelihoods of hundreds of people. The county commissioner said nearly 90% of the land in Mayendit County is submerged. Nearly 400 families have fled to higher ground for safety, and more than 800 cows and goats have died in the flooding. And pro-migrant groups frustrated with President Joe Biden's continued use of a Trump-era expulsion policy from migrant families are seeking to block it in court, according to those groups who made the announcement on Monday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.